You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Hello, Raya. How are you guys doing this morning? Do you notice anything different about the sanctuary this morning? Yes, there's purple everywhere. When there is purple in the sanctuary and on my stole, that means one thing. It is the season of Lent. Have you heard of the season of Lent before? When you think of seasons, what do you think of? Winter, fall, summer, and spring. Yeah, we have four seasons throughout the year. The interesting thing is, in the church, we also have seasons, and some of them overlap those winter, fall, summer, and spring seasons. Actually, the word Lent comes from an old English word that means to lengthen. And so right now, as the days are getting longer and spring is getting closer, that's the season of Lent for us. So Lent every year lasts for 40 days. That's kind of a long time, right? 40 days. So Lent starts on Ash Wednesday, which was last Wednesday, and it ends on Holy Saturday, which is the Saturday before Easter. The interesting thing is, the Sundays in Lent aren't technically counted in those 40 days. So Lent is 40 days, except the Sundays in Lent. Any guesses to why that might be, why Sundays don't count toward that 40? Well, it's because every single Sunday, no matter the season outside and no matter the season of the church year, every single Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' resurrection. Every Sunday we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. And also every Sunday we get to have communion. And so because of those two reasons, Sundays don't get included in the 40 days of Lent. They're always a feast day. They're always a day to celebrate the resurrection. Do you have any questions about Lent? No? Well, throughout the next 40 days and the next several Sundays, we're going to be reading different scripture stories, different stories from the Bible, about how God's people have had other 40 adventures. The gospel lesson we just read, Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness. There are other stories where God's people, the Israelites, wandered in the desert for 40 years before they entered the promised land that God had promised to them. And then there are some other 40 stories that we're going to be reading about. But at the heart of all of them is the call and the promise that we can trust God. We can trust God to care for us. We can trust God to provide for us. And we can trust that God is always with us because God loves us so very much. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. In this season of Lent, help us to grow in our trust in you. Help us to trust that you love us and you care for us and you are always with us. We love you, God. Amen. You may go back to your seats. Thank you for coming up.